بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإذا جاءتهم الحسنة قالوا لنا هذه، وإن تصبهم سيئة يطيروا بموسى ومن معه، ألا إنما طائرهم عند الله ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون.
Whenever the people of Pharaoh experienced wealth, healthy yields, and a thriving economy, they said, "We have been given this because we deserve it." But if a misfortune came upon them, such as drought or famine, diseases, and other hardships, they would blame their bad fortune on Moses and the children of Israel who were with him. However, the misfortunes happened to them by the decree and permission of Allah, and neither they nor Moses, peace be upon him, had any part in the affair, apart from Moses' supplications against them. But most of them do not know, saying what happens is due to other things, rather than Allah's decree.
وَقَالُوا مَهْمَا تَأْتِنَا بِهِ مِنْ آيَةٍ لِتَسْحَرَنَا بِهَا فَمَا نَحْنُ لَكَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ
The people of Pharaoh said to Moses, peace be upon him, out of their stubbornness against the truth, "Whatever sign or evidence you bring to us, and whatever proof of the falsehood of own beliefs you show us, we will not believe you."
فأرسلنا عليهم الطوفان والجراد والقمل والضفادع والدم آيات مفصلات فاستكبروا وكانوا قوما مجرمين.
As a punishment for their rejection and stubbornness, I sent floods of water that destroyed their crops and fruits, locusts and weevils that ate their crops and harvests, frogs which filled their dishes and containers, ruining their food and disturbing their sleep, and turning the water in their wells and rivers into blood. All these were sent as clear and distinct signs, one after another. Despite all of these torments, they were too proud to have faith in Allah or to believe in what Moses, peace be upon him, brought. They were a people who committed wrongs, who would not give up falsehood, and would not be guided to the truth.
ولما وقع عليهم الرجز قالوا يا موسى ادع لنا ربك بما عهد عندك لئن كشفت عنا الرجز لنؤمنن لك ولنرسلن معك بني إسرائيل.
When these torments came upon them, they asked Moses, peace be upon him, "O Moses, call upon your Lord. Because of what he has given you of prophethood, and Allah's promise to you that he will remove the torment for our turning to him, to remove from us the torment, for then we will certainly believe in you, and we will send the children of Israel with you, releasing them from captivity."
ما كشفنا عنهم الرجز إلى أجل هم بالغوه إذا هم ينكثون.
But when Allah removed the torment from them for a set time before they were destroyed through drowning, they went back on their word and did not believe him or send the Israelites with him, remaining firm on their disbelief, and not allowing the Israelites to go with Moses, peace be upon him.
فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ فَأَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ فِي الْيَمِّ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَكَانُوا عَنْهَا غَافِلِينَ.
So when the appointed time came for their destruction, I unleashed my punishment on them and drowned them in the sea because of their rejection of the signs of Allah and because they turned away from the truth about which there was no doubt.
وأورثنا القوم الذين كانوا يستضعفون مشارق الأرض ومغاربها التي باركنا فيها وتمت كلمة ربك الحسنى على بني إسرائيل بما صبروا ودمرنا ما كان يصنع فرعون وقومه وما كانوا يعرشون.
I made the children of Israel, who had been humiliated by Pharaoh and his people, inherit the eastern areas of the land and the western areas of it, the lands of the Levant. Allah blessed this land, making it produce the best crops and fruits. So the good word of your Lord was fulfilled, O Messenger. Where Allah says, I wish to favor those who were weak in the earth and to make them leaders and inheritors. So Allah established them in the land because of their patience in the face of the harm they had suffered from Pharaoh and his people. And Allah destroyed the agriculture and buildings of Pharaoh and the palaces they had constructed. Beneficial points. Good and evil are all by the divine will and decree of Allah, and nothing is independent of this. The condition of people in times of trial and misfortune is to seek refuge in Allah alone, driven by their natural inclination to monotheism. The believer should consider the signs of Allah and His standard practice in dealing with His creation, thinking about their purposes and outcomes. The power of individuals and nations vanish before the great power of Allah, and faith in Allah is the source of all power. Allah rewards His believing servants who are patient by giving them strength in the land after they were considered to be weak. Allah destroys tyrants, no matter how great their power or how long their time and power.
وجاوزنا ببني إسرائيل البحر فأتوا على قوم يعكفون على أصنام لهم قالوا يا موسى اجعل لنا إلها كما لهم آلهة قال إنكم قوم تجهلون.
And I made the children of Israel cross the sea when Moses hit it with his stick and it parted. They passed the people who were worshipping idols, which they worshipped instead of Allah. The children of Israel said to Moses, peace be upon him, O Moses, make us an idol to worship as these people have idols to worship. Moses said, you are a people who are ignorant of the rights that are due to Allah alone concerning the belief in His oneness and what is due to Him of reverence, and what is inappropriate to ascribe to Him of polytheism and the like.
Inna ula'i mutabbarun ma hum fihi wa batilun ma kanu ya'malun.
These people who are worshipping idols are ruined, and all of their works and devotion is false and worthless, because they are worshipping other than Allah.
قال أغير الله أبغيكم إلها وهو فضلكم على العالمين.
Moses said, how can I seek for you a Allah other than the one true Allah for you to worship, when you have already seen His great signs, and when He has preferred you over all the nations of your time, granting you the destruction of your enemy, and making you leaders in the land and establishing you in it.
وَإِذْ أَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ يُقَتِّلُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ.
And remember, O children of Israel, when I saved you from the humiliation of Pharaoh and his people, who were making you suffer greatly, killing your sons and letting your women live to serve them. Being saved from Pharaoh and his people was a great test from your Lord, to see if you would be thankful.
وَوَاعَدْنَا مُوسَى 30 لَيْلَةً وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِعَشْرٍ فَتَمَّ مِيقَاتُ رَبِّهِ 40 لَيْلَةً وَقَالَ مُوسَى لِأَخِيهِ هَارُونَ اخْلُفْنِي فِي قَوْمِي وَأَصْلِحْ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ.
And Allah appointed for Moses a place of meeting of 30 nights in order to speak with him. And then he perfected it by adding 10 more, so that there were 40 nights altogether. Moses told his brother Aaron, when he was leaving for this retreat alone with his Lord, "O Aaron, take my place as leader among my people and do what is right, governing them wisely and treating them kindly, and not following the path of those who cause corruption, nor committing disobedience, nor helping the wrongdoers."
ولما جاء موسى لميقاتنا وكلمه ربه قال رب أرني أنظر إليك قال لن تراني ولكن انظر إلى الجبل فإن استقر مكانه فسوف تراني فلما تجلى ربه للجبل جعله دكا وخر موسى صعقا فلما أفاق قال سبحانك تبت إليك وأنا أول المؤمنين.
When Moses came to meet his Lord for the appointment he had been assigned, which was a full 40 nights, and his Lord spoke to him, giving him instructions and prohibitions, and so on, Moses desired to see his Lord, so he asked to see him. Allah the Exalted replied, "You will not see me in the life of this world, because you will not be able to endure that. But look instead at the mountain when I reveal myself to it. If it remains in its place and is not affected, then you will be able to see me. But if it becomes flattened, then you will not be able to see me in the life of this world." Then when Allah revealed himself to the mountain, it crumbled to dust, and Moses fell down unconscious. When he recovered from his unconsciousness, he said, "I declare your perfection, O Lord, and that you are far above any deficiency being ascribed to you. And I turn to you asking for forgiveness for having asked to see you in this world, and I am the first of my people to believe." Beneficial points. The events show that the Israelites moved from one error to another despite Moses, the Prophet of Allah, being among them. One sign of a people being forsaken by Allah is when they see evil as good and see what is good as evil and incorrect, due to their false opinions and whims. The rectification of people and closing the doors of corruption and evil are amongst the lofty aims of the prophets and those who invite to the truth. It is Allah's decree that no one from among His creation is to see Him in this world, and He will honor whomever He loves of His servants with seeing Him in the afterlife.